The second-degree murder trial for the two men accused of killing a Pinoca teenager 2 years ago is scheduled to start next week. Antoine Bull, 19, died of his injuries after an altercation in Wetaskiwin on July 8, 2022. Wetaskiwin RCMP responded to 40 Avenue East and 56th Street at 8:25 p.m. when EMS arrived. They located Bull, who had sustained life-threatening injuries. He passed away in hospital later that evening. Adam James Cook, 30, and Morgan Maslin, 22, both from Wetaskiwin, were charged with second-degree murder. Their trial has been set for December 2 to 20, 2024, at the Wetaskiwin Court of King's Bench. Beaumont murder. Beaumont, Alta. Resident Kenneth Skelly is charged with the second-degree murder of his common-law spouse Tressa Lynn Oberle. He was scheduled to appear at the Wetaskiwin Court of King's Bench on October 29 for a pre-trial conference, but the matter was set over to December 10, 2024. Rain murder. Masquatchy's resident Errol Rabbit, 59, stands accused of the second-degree murder of 66-year-old Gary Gordon Rain in Lewis Bull First Nation on October 9, 2023. A pre-trial conference has been set for December 11, 2024, at the Wetaskiwin Court of King's Bench, following which there will be a bail hearing on December 17. Jury selection has been scheduled for September 8, 2025, and the trial is to be held from September 8 to 19, 2025. Omisu murder. Chervain Dean Saddleback, 24, charged with second-degree murder, has his next court date on December 19, 2024, at the Wetaskiwin Court of Justice. On January 28, 2024, Masquatchy's RCMP was called to assist EMS with a 25-year-old man, who was then transported to hospital where he was declared deceased. An autopsy determined that the manner of death was a homicide. On September 28, 2024, RCMP arrested Saddleback for the murder of Wyatt Omisu. Both the victim and the accused were residents of Masquatchy's. Buffalo Crier murder. Kieran Keith Lightning pleaded guilty to manslaughter with a firearm on October 8, 2024, for the killing of Jordy Buffalo Crier, 22, a resident of Sampson Cree Nation. Buffalo Crier's remains were found in a ditch in Masquatchy's on Sept. 9, 2022. His death was deemed a homicide. Lightning, 20 at the time, was arrested and originally charged with second-degree murder. After a preliminary hearing from March 25 to 28, at the Wetaskiwin Court of Justice, Lightning was committed to stand trial. A trial had been set for December 9 to 20, 2024 in Wetaskiwin, however, Lightning pleaded guilty to the lesser charge. Sentencing has been scheduled for January 21, 2025 at the Wetaskiwin Court of King's Bench. Johnson murder. Brianna Lindsay Roof Dietz of Red Deer, 35, is accused of the first per second degree murder of Tyler Johnson, 26, of Grande Prairie. The case had been delayed several times. A trial continuation is scheduled for February 3, 2025, at the Edmonton Court of King's Bench. Johnson's remains were found in a burned-down house near Erminskin Cree Nation on March 8, 2021. Saddleback murder. A pre-trial conference for Ian Lawrence Saddleback, charged with second-degree murder, was held on October 11, 2024 at the Wetaskiwin Court of King's Bench. Jury selection is set to begin on November 3, 2025. The trial is scheduled for November 3 to 14, 2025 at the Wetaskiwin Court of King's Bench. On June 3, 2023, Masquatchy's RCMP responded to a report of a stabbing in Sampson Cree Nation. The victim, Gerald Arthur Jr. Saddleback, 34, had sustained serious injuries and was declared deceased when EMS arrived. Attempted murders. Pinoca stabbing. Two people were charged with attempted murder after Pinoca RCMP responded to a report of a serious assault in a residential area in town on October 13, 2023. The victim had suffered apparent stab wounds among other serious injuries and was taken to hospital. Cree Lightfoot, 22, and Tracy Lightfoot, 49, are charged with attempted murder. Their next court date is December 5, 2024 in Wetaskiwin to speak to the court. Shooting in Lewis Bull. Cashton Furious Bull, 24, has been charged with attempted murder, possession of a firearm contrary to an order and four other weapons-related offenses. He was scheduled to enter a plea on November 5 in Wetaskiwin, but the matter was adjourned until December 19, 2024. On August 7, Maskwacis RCMP responded to a shooting in front of a residence in Lewis Bull. Emergency workers tended to a 15-year-old victim that had suffered multiple gunshot wounds. The victim was flown to hospital with serious life-threatening injuries. A second victim had been hit by a car and had minor injuries. They were treated and later released. Wetaskiwin assault. Shaden Francis Buffalo, 36, has been charged with attempted murder and aggravated assault. He had a court date scheduled for October 1 in Wetaskiwin, but it was adjourned. A summary disposition, a court judgment made without a full trial, is now scheduled for January 2, 2025, in Wetaskiwin. On August 13, Wetaskiwin RCMP received a report that a severely injured male was found in a field by the Hope Mission Shelter. The victim, 32 years old, had severe head injuries. He was treated by EMS on site and flown to hospital in serious, life-threatening condition.